the reality of Saddam Hussein's execution sank in for Iraqis and the world today. Saddam was hanged before dawn this morning for just one of the many crimes he was accused of during his long years in power. An Iraqi court had found him guilty in the 1982 killings of 148 men and boys in the town of Dujail. Today, television channels around the world showed Saddam with a noose around his neck, followed by the grainy cell phone video of his corpse. U.S. and Iraqi forces braced for violence from Saddam's supporters, and violence came in the form of car bomb attacks in mostly Shiite areas. Most Iraqis got word of Saddam's death at home today, as they were celebrating one of Islam's most important holidays. NPR's Corey Flintoff has our report tonight from Baghdad.
Muna Abd Arazak is close to tears.
We loved him from the beginning. He was devoted to his people, and in his time there was security and peace and stability.
Muna is a Sunni Muslim who wants to believe the best about the man who ruled her country for more than half her life.
Even if there really were crimes, the ministers under his authority were to blame.
Muna is married to a Shiite who despises Saddam. She says the sectarian strife helped widen the rift that led to their estrangement. Muna's devotion shows the depth of Sunni commitment to Saddam, who made the Sunnis the most powerful sect in Iraq, although they're by far a minority in the population. In Saddam's hometown of Tikrit today, Saddam loyalists played this song, showing their fierce devotion to their now dead leader. It says, 100 arrows in the eyes of the enemy. God and the Prophet protect Saddam. The ferocity of Saddam's most ardent followers is matched by militant Shiites who called for Saddam's execution yesterday at Friday prayers, where they were alerted that the hanging was imminent.
You won't have to be patient long now. Only a few hours left for hanging Saddam. God willing.
This is Sadr al-Din al-Kubanchi, a cleric who's also a leader of SCIRI, the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. He told his congregation that Saddam was like cancer.
If he is not killed, it will spread in the body. He is a cancer in prison. Root out this cancer from the Iraqi body. The greatest happiness you can present to the Iraqis is to execute Saddam. God is great. God is great.
Among those who learned the news this morning was this man, who gives his name only as Walid. And though he identifies his religious sect as Iraqi, he acknowledges coming from Sadr City, the area that, even when it was called Saddam City, was still a slum and still virtually all Shiite. Although he says he's a peaceful man, a chef who likes feeding people, Walid says it was time for Saddam to die.
The whole world knew him as a criminal. He killed people from north to south, and he deserves this punishment, even without a trial.
Walid and Muna are co-workers and friends, Shiite and Sunni, despite the unbridgeable gap in their feelings about Saddam. Walid says life will be more secure because Saddam's death brings an end to his supporters' dreams of returning him to power. Muna says Saddam's death won't bring stability as long as the two sides can't get together.
With his execution or without it, it makes no difference because there's no reconciliation.
Today, car bombs killed more than 70 people, mostly Shiites, in Baghdad and in the religious center of Kufa. Because high levels of violence have become routine in Iraq, it's too soon to tell whether this is the revenge that some Saddam supporters have threatened. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.